Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, it's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in the book of Ephesians. We've covered chapter 1, and we've covered a significant part of chapter 2, and now we're getting to some awesome verses. In the opening part of chapter 2 yesterday, we noticed that the Apostle Paul lays out our situation. We're born dead in our sins. We're living out our sin nature. And all of that is seen in opposition to God. And everybody who's been born is born in that condition. That's why I told Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Spiritually dead people can't spiritually live. But God brings you alive so that by faith and repentance you may receive Christ. That's what he says. He raises you up. You're born again. And he seats you in the right hand of the Savior in the heavenly places. And he does that so that in today and the age to come, you can become a testimony of his glory and grace. Now listen to these words and how he concludes this great section. There's your situation. Here's God's solution. How does God get you from a tomb of sin to the triumph of Christ? Here's how he does it. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Well, this is a great passage of Scripture. I'd like to know how many times I've turned to this text for encouragement, instruction, and how many times I've preached on it and shared it, given it away to others. First of all, he says, how'd you get saved? You didn't get saved by works. You got saved by grace through faith. And by the way, your faith was not your work. Your faith was the work of God. That's what Jesus said. This is the work of God that you believe in the Gospel of John. So God's work in you caused you to be able to believe in Jesus rationally, emotionally, and volitionally. You know him, you are convinced, and you have put your trust in him alone for salvation. So here you are. Your salvation is a gift through Christ. Your faith in Christ by which you are saved is a gift from God's Spirit, from Christ to you. And all of that was so that you would not boast. This isn't your work, his work. Not as a result of works, but as a result of God's grace, and no one can boast. Well, the gospel came and I believed, and old Sam over here, he didn't believe. No, the gospel came and then the Holy Spirit came and gave me the ability to believe, and I believed, and praise God who gave me my Savior, and praise God who gave me the ability to come to my Savior. And salvation is by God's grace. I was lost and then I was found. I was blind, but now I see. Praise God, that was a work of his grace. You know, you're not saved by works, but I always tell people, keep reading. Don't forget to get to verse 10. You're not saved by works to get to the cross, but when you come to Jesus by faith in the work of God, then works are the evidence of those who have come to the cross. We are his workmanship. That's actually a Greek word that means poem, poema. It means a masterpiece. You are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus. He's the master. You're the masterpiece. Why? For good works. So that God has prepared those good works that you should now walk in them. So what is my obligation? My obligation is to work, not for salvation. Jesus did that, but for my Savior. So how do you know those who have come to Christ by faith? Well, it's not their works that save them, but saving faith works. If they have been saved by faith, works will be the evidence. Your works are not what save you, but the works evidence your faith, and your faith is a gift from God, and you're saved through the work of Christ. But you are his masterpiece. The master, by his grace, has created you as his masterpiece to show off to the world through your changed life, how powerful grace is. And where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. That's another slice of fresh bread. This coming Lord's Day, be sure and be in the preaching of God's Word, in the fellowship of God's people, and be united in a covenant community of believers. And don't forget together with them, praise God on the Lord's Day. He is risen.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.